Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Blessed be God, there's authority that's invested in us by the Lord Jesus Christ. We haven't always known that. And so I said, I believe I'll just rebuke this death. I believe I'll just command him to live and not die. And the Lord said to me, just as plain as you talking to me, he said, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, I thought about it afterwards. That's the thing that really ticked me off and started me studying this subject. I knew what the Lord said to me. He said, don't do it. Well, when he said, don't do it, that meant I could have done it. Or else he wouldn't have told me, don't do it. Amen. Isn't that right?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching on the believer's authority. More next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But anyway, he got up and thanked the people for his prayer. Now, I never told a living person. No, I don't know why, I just didn't think about it. Never even mentioned to my wife how I prayed. And so he said, he thanked the people for their prayers. And then he said, don't ever feel sorry for people who die who are Christians. He said, the last thing I remember, I was falling. I don't ever remember hitting down in this machinery. See, I fell off out there in the tower down in the machinery, you see. Actually, in the engine house. And he said, I don't remember hitting, you see. And I don't remember these days as I was unconscious. He said, I came to in the hospital, and after I came to, I never did hurt. I never did have any pain. Just felt all right. But he said, the only thing while I was unconscious, I evidently died and went up to heaven. Because he said, I heard the angels sing. I saw the angelic choir. I heard them sing. Such singing you've never heard. I saw the saints robed in white. I saw Jesus. And he came to me. And I was just about to fall down before him and tell him how much I loved him, how much I appreciated him. And he said, Jesus said to me, you'll have to go back. And he said, I said, Lord, I don't want to go back. And he said, the Lord Jesus said to him, you'll have to go back. And he said, Lord, I don't want to go back. He said, you don't want to go back. I'll tell you the truth about it. Any of your loved ones, he said, that's gone, they don't want to come back. They wouldn't come back if they had a choice. You see, you don't feel that way because you're not seeing what they're seeing. Amen. And he said, I didn't want to go back. And the third time, the Lord said to me, you'll have to go back to the earth. This time, before he just said, you'll have to go back. The third time, he said, you'll have to go back to the earth. And I said, I don't want to go back. He said, the Lord said, well, you'll have to. Now, he said, here's what Jesus said. He didn't know it because I hadn't told a living soul how I prayed or what I said. He said, you'll have to go back to the earth. Brother Hagin won't let you come. He said, Jesus turned and pulled what looked like a curtain. Just pulled this curtain back with his hand. And when he did, he said, I heard Brother Hagin say. Now, he is in there unconscious, in a coma, you see, on that bed, in shock. It had to be in the spirit then that he heard it. He said, I heard Brother Hagin say, Lord, I'm not going to let him die. I didn't tell him I said that. How do you know I said that? I'd said it. He said, when he pulled this curtain back, I heard Brother Hagin say, Lord, I'm not going to let him die. And said, he said, see, he won't let you come. Next thing I knew, he said, I woke up in the hospital and I was all right. Now, I never thought much about that. You think about that for a little while. You see, I never thought a whole lot about it. I knew we had the experience. We rejoiced in it. I don't really know how come me to get that plane with the Lord. I'm sure the Spirit of God was leading me into it. But now, wait a minute. There's some authority. He said, Brother Hagin won't let you. Well, after all, he is in my church, you see. I am his shepherd and his pastor. I do have a little authority here. Amen. 12 years of pastoral work, my wife and I never did bury one church member. We had 80-some-odd-year-old people healed of terminal cancer. They tried to get me to just let them go on die, and I said, no, let Jesus heal you and then die if you want to. But don't die like this. Don't die like this. Well, I remember then, you know, I thought about that a little bit and tried to do a little research on it and couldn't find anything on the subject. And so, you know, in my limited knowledge of the Bible. And so a little while later, about 3 years later, then my father-in-law lay in the hospital and at the point of death. And I was standing by his bed. Now, he's unconscious. Actually, the doctor, one of the doctors, the third one, or one of them on the case, actually, he said to me, he said, you know, I never saw, if another doctor had told me that, I wouldn't have believed him. I'd thought he was mistaken. Oh, I forgot what you call it. He's not exactly dead, not exactly alive. He said, I've never seen a person that come out of that, and like he was, just mentally alert and was all right. He said, if they do happen to regain consciousness, they're not right mentally or something, because they were in this state between being dead and alive, you know. But I remember, as I stood there by the bedside, I said to the Lord, I remembered this was Brother Haynes, you see. I hadn't had another an occasion. I hadn't really thought through on it like I have now. But I said to the Lord, Lord, I believe I'll just rebuke this death, command it to leave him. I believe I'll just command him to live and not die. And when I said that to the Lord, now we'd been praying, but you can pray and not really exercise authority. You can pray and it won't work, when if you do exercise authority, it will work. Now remember our illustration of the policeman? You have been in the class, you know, the policeman's there, you know, he just hold up his hand, the traffic all stops. We saw that today or seven when we went to lunch. Well, he don't pray that the traffic would stop. He uses his authority. It'd be useless for him to pray that that traffic would stop and this would go. Are you following me? He uses his authority. He just holds up his hand, that traffic stops. Motions these folks on, here we go. That happened to us today. It happened to you, hasn't it? See? But he don't pray that the traffic will stop. He uses his authority that's invested in him by the city or the state or the government. Blessed be God, there's authority that's invested in us by the Lord Jesus Christ. We haven't always known that. And so I said, I believe I'll just rebuke this death. I believe I'll just command him to live and not die. And the Lord said to me, just as plain as you talking to me, he said, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, I thought about it afterwards. That's the thing that really ticked me off and started me studying this subject. I knew what the Lord said to me. He said, don't do it. Well, when he said, don't do it, that meant I could have done it. Or else he wouldn't have told me, don't do it. Amen. Isn't that right? Somebody start to sit down if there's an empty chair there. And you say, no, don't sit there. That's my wife's going to sit there. That's reserved for her. Don't do it. Well, that means they could have sat down in that chair. You wouldn't have told them not to. If they couldn't have sat down, there's no use telling them don't. Amen. Isn't that right? So when he said don't do it, then I realized later in thinking on it, you see, that meant that I could. And so he said to me, don't do it. You see, he'll never have a better time to die than now. And after all, he is 70. And he said that he's got all of his finances in order and all of his business in order. And he's ready spiritually. There was a time that he was not ready spiritually, but he's ready now. And he'll never have a better time to die than now. You leave him alone and let him die. Well, then I found myself saying, I don't know, I get surprised at myself once in a while. I found myself saying, I don't know how come me to say it. Just real quietly, just in a whisper there by the bed, I said, all right, Lord, all right. Now, I'll let him die on one condition and one condition alone. Now, I was exercising authority I didn't know I had, you see. I let him die on one condition and one condition alone, and that is you bring him out of this death and let him leave a good testimony. And then I let him go. Now, my wife was his only girl and his baby, and then I married her and she's my baby, you see. And I knew she'd take it quite hard. But I knew that if he could leave a good testimony, because she had asked him many months before about being ready to go, because she realized he's getting older. And he'd said, well, honey, I don't know whether I'm ready or not. One time I think I knew, but I don't know whether I'm not. And she was quite disturbed. You can understand that. And I knew then that it would soften the blow, you see, to know he's ready. I said, you bring him out of it, let him leave a good testimony, and I'll let him die. I don't know how come me to speak that bold. I remembered that I did that with Brother Haynes. That's how come me to do it, you see, 3 years before. I suppose that's the reason why. I hadn't got those words out of my mouth. I'm talking about exercising authority. I hadn't got those words out of my mouth till, like you snapped your finger, he opened his eyes and looked up at me, fully conscious. That's what the doctor said, because he was summoned and he was there in about 30 to 45 minutes. And he said to me, I've never seen anything. I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't examined myself. You couldn't make me believe it. If some other doctor told me, I wouldn't believe it. But he was fully conscious in every way. And he said to me, he said, Kenneth, said, I'm dying. I said, I know it, Mr. Rooker. He said, now, the sooner the better. I said, I know that. He said, this is Monday afternoon. He said, you know, ever since Saturday afternoon, there's been a man right up there. He was an angel, too, it was. Been a man right up there. See, when Christians die, they go up. When sinners die, they go down. Hell's down, heaven's up, according to the Bible. Amen. And so he said, there's been a man right up there. And said, every now and then he'll motion me, come on, and say to me, come on. Well, I looked up and I didn't see anything except the ceiling, but I realized that he's up here on the perimeter, you see, between earth and heaven. He's a seeing over into that realm. And he looked up and said, sir, I don't rightly know who you are, but I'm just not quite ready yet. You'll have to wait a little.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, when people hear us all the time say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing. Uh-huh. And we're talking to those that are our word partners. And what is a word partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends us an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send to help us to continue Rhema Bible College and continue
all the outreaches.
All the outreaches that we have all over the world. So, If you would like to become a partner with us, just go to rhema.org/WPC, and all the information is there. And we welcome you to become one of those that's helping us to bring hope, help, and healing
to the world.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message on the believer's authority. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.